Mark Myers, ex-Foxtons, ex-Countrywide regional manager. Talk to me. Why do you think a state agency isn't fun anymore? Talk to me.
That's a great question. I know that when I came in here, everybody in this media business here was having a great time.
Oh, well, the banter's off the scale.
It's amazing, you know, and that's life, living life well, and that's great. I used to be a ski and snowboard instructor, and it was all about banter and fun before I started at Foxtons, and Foxtons was all about banter. The fun and energy in that business was immense.
Because isn't it interesting with Foxtons that... That you know, let's be honest, they used to footloose and fancy free. They used to be very aggressive, very focused, which is a double-edged sword, let's be frank. You know, all driven by John Hunt. But have you noticed now that they're not doing very well? They're run by a person who isn't an estate agent. And do you know anyone that who run? Do you know the senior people at Foxtons?
Not at all. No, no. And no reputation.
I don't know them. You know, and I get around the industry talking to people. They're like grey-suited aliens, anonymous, you know.
I think that's there's nothing more...
Did you enjoy working for Foxtons?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I couldn't...
Who were your bosses there?
Matt Glazier.
Yeah.
Rupert, I forget his surname. Was
Rawlings there at the time?
Peter Rawlings was, for sure, he was there. John Hunt
Never
gave me
John.
My job there. And John Hunt was so personal. He had known me inside out, and what I was doing, what my girlfriend's name was, and it was amazing to work with Foxtons.
Do you think that was important in the early days of Foxtons, that he knew everybody and knew their names and knew them as people?
I think that he made an effort to work with the right people to get the best out of them. He knew the people who were making good money, and they mattered to him, and so he made time for them.
And do you think there's a link between that?
For sure. And that's what, you know, we want to try and build agents' capability and their confidence and fulfilment so that they can do a great job out there on the street.
Because you were pretty big in the game with Countrywide, you know, in 06, 07, 08, 09. Who was your boss then, and how did he or she make it fun for you, and vice versa? How did you make it fun for your team?
Yeah, so my best bosses, probably Louis Powell, I'd have to drop his name in again. This guy just knew it was a great business where it was all about results, backed up with enjoying what you do, fulfillment with everything that you do, and progression and self-development.
But that's easy when the market's going well. What about when the market's tough?
I think that there was always... I can't remember the market being tough at Foxtons or Countrywide. And in fact, I remember in 2008, you was always looking for the how you're going to do it. I can remember...
Because 08 is when the market dropped. It was still fun, was it?
In February 2008, we'd done 64 price reductions in the previous month. And we did, because that was the right thing to do for your client, to broker their property at the best price. And we did £80,000 worth of net in February 2008. Because all of our properties were just going down, but they still need to be sold, and they were probably going to go down further. So we needed to get our clients out. And it was fun doing that. You know, in the end, I had a change of manager, and the new manager made it completely not fun. So I just parked my car in a lay-by on the way home one day and handed my resignation in and spent a year with my little boy instead. Because as soon as it wasn't fun, I left. The day it wasn't fun, that was it.
So what can bosses do to make... Because the responsibility has to come from the boss, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The leaders are creating the culture, yeah.
And how do they do that?
Well, there's a Super Bowl was yesterday, I believe. But
that was a couple of months ago.
Yeah, sorry.
Funny your name.
In the 1984 Super Bowl, Apple... I don't know if you remember the Apple advert. Do you remember that?
Go on. No.
So it was Apple versus Microsoft, and Jobs appeared on the scene. And so basically the 1984, you'll have to Google it, have a look. But the advert they played at the Super Bowl was a load of grey men in suits all just sort of chanting at a screen with a man telling them what to do, sort of massive on the screen.
Oh, a bit 1984 styling.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
And they're sat there.
Was that thing like the thing smashed?
Yeah. And then this woman runs in and smashes the whole thing. And that's because the leaders are You know, they've got fear. Purple bricks is what's needed. There's too much fear in leadership. You've got to just look at how we've got to diversify this business. It's a marketing and media business now. We sell property through marketing and media techniques. And we use videos. You know, it's really important. Yesterday I was speaking to a potential client who had shown my video of how we sold a property to somebody yesterday, who was thinking, I did that video 6 months ago, you know, and we sold it whilst another agent couldn't sell it for a year. And all we did when we went to that person's house was we improved the presentation of their property like they do in Australia. We primed the house, and then we decorated the house, we decorated the garage, cleared and decluttered the whole thing. Our agents took 10% for, our agency took 10% for all the works that we did. She sold for the asking price in a few days after being on with the agent for a year. We didn't change the price. We improved it, took extra profit, improved the fee, sold it. And it's good fun doing that. You know, I don't want to be at the other end of an agency going down and down in fee, with people getting more and more frightened that the business isn't going to be there next year. You know, it's a great business. It's got an ecosystem of working through all sorts of different mediums of home help and care and garden restoration, and you could build all of this into this business. It's not just about
selling the house,
selling it. It's got, you know, that's
do you think we're too transactional or not? Yeah. The Americans and the Australians keep saying about relationship-based marketing.
Yeah, it's completely relationships. And actually, if it's too transactional, then the heart is lost in the business. So fulfillment comes from Simon Sinek's got a book called The Infinite Game, and I don't know if you've read it.
The game I play.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Most people don't actually know how I earn my money. I mean, these videos cost me money to do. How much have you paid to be here?
Nothing. No.
Okay. So what the hell am I doing interviewing you for?
Well, you're playing the infinite game. You're playing the long game.
Very long game.
Yeah. And the long game is completely different than the transactional game.
Too right.
Of today's, you know, business, not just agency, but business in general. So we have to start thinking different, and I believe that's where agency falls down at the moment. You have to think different.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Chris.